The Michigan and Michigan State football teams will meet for their annual matchup on Saturday. They played their first game in 1898. Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon says, given the rising animosity between the current coaches and players, the rivalry seems to have a strong future.
This Saturday, for the 112th time, the University of Michigan and Michigan State will fight over a football for 60 minutes. During the year's other 364 days, the two schools' coaches, players, and fan bases produce enough adolescent sniping and sophomore stunts to fill a book. In fact, several. The trash talk started between the two schools before there were two schools. In 1855, after Michigan lost its bid for the new agricultural college, a University of Michigan professor warned that the new school cannot be more than a fifth-rate affair. That proved false. Michigan State became not merely a good school, but a world-class research university. But that did not stop Michigan's legendary coach and athletic director, Fritz Kreisler, from trying to block Michigan State from joining the Big Ten. When that failed, the Wolverines publicly pledged that if they won the new Paul Bunyan Trophy in 1953, they would leave it on the field. No matter, Michigan lost 14-6. The Spartans got their revenge in 1973 after Michigan and Ohio State tied 10-10 to finish with identical undefeated records. That left the Big Ten's Rose Bowl invitation up to a vote of the athletic directors. When Michigan State athletic director Bert Smith explained to Spartan alumni why he cast his vote for Ohio State and not Michigan, he received thunderous applause. After a relatively calm four decades, the pettiness has picked up recently. When Appalachian State upset the Wolverines in 2007, Michigan State's new coach Mark D'Antonio sarcastically asked for a moment of silence. Michigan's Mike Hart returned the favor by calling the Spartans little brother. In 2013, former Michigan athletic director Dave Brannon hired a skywriter to spell Go Blue over East Lansing. Then he lied about it until records proved that his department paid for it after all. Before the Michigan State game that year, a couple dozen Michigan players made a show plunging a Big Ten spike into the Spartans' field, only to get crushed 35-11 and prompt Michigan head coach Brady Hoke to apologize the next day. Before last year's game, the Wolverines did not need any extra gunpowder to get ready, but the Spartans gave them some anyway. When the Wolverines took the field for warmups, D'Antonio led his team in their ritual pregame march down the field, interfering with a few Wolverines and grabbing one of the players' headsets. Michigan's Devin Bush Jr. responded by scuffing up the Spartans logo at midfield. Once again, it was on. An inspired Michigan team won that day 21-7. If you added up all the slights and cheap shots between these two, they'd probably shake out about even, though the final tally would likely depend on who was doing the adding. Unlike the Michigan-Ohio State rivalry, with Michigan-Michigan State, the fans are generally respectful toward each other. Almost everybody in the state has got friends who went to both schools, creating a week of harmless ribbing. But the respect stops with the spectators. The football players have harbored a genuine hate for each other going back at least seven decades, a noted contrast to the mutual respect between the school's basketball coaches and players. The tension between the two current football coaches is sky high. The Spartans' Mark D'Antonio won a school record 8 of 10 games against the Wolverines, but against Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh, he's 2-2. If D'Antonio steps down after this season, as many believe he might, the coming game would be the final tiebreaker between these two coaches. And I am certain both coaches realize it. These two do not like each other. They do not respect each other. And if either one can run up 50 points on the other, they're gonna do it. One of these years, both teams will simply shut up and play the game to the end without incident. But I don't see that happening anytime soon. This rivalry is alive and well.